Just out of curiosity, anybody know any websites where you can grab an update for Raspberry Pi software?
KJ5IRQ in the comment.
Go ahead, KJ5IRQ. Go ahead, sir.
Well, good evening, Virgil, and everybody else listening. Hey, this is Josh in Texas, and I'm a pretty big Raspberry Pi fan myself, and it really is going to depend on what you're trying to do and how you're trying to do it. If you're trying to get a Raspberry Pi operating system, you'll have to go and find the one that you want to put it on it. If you're just trying to update the Raspberry Pi, it would be easier for you to just go into the terminal and type sudo update and upgrade. I could probably type that out for you. But I'd be completely honest, my strongest recommendation is to open up an AI chatbot, take screenshots or use that to tell it what you're trying to do and let it teach you how to do it. That would be my strongest suggestion. Hey, I just wanted to give those tips out there. KJ5IRQ.
All righty. Okay. Matthew, was that helpful?
Yeah, that's perfectly adequate. I'll give that a shot. Really, I'm just trying to run two pieces of software at the same time when the Pi is active, the PiStar hotspot software and the this one called PiHole. It's a piece of software that serves like a ad blocker that applies to all devices on the computer network. In my case, just my one computer and my phone, but that's it. I'm going to be here on the side listening. Just a bit of a notice. There seems to be a bit of a misbehavior with some of the nodes not picking up when you're talking all the time. VE3DAC.
All right. VE3DAC from K4CUP. Yeah, Matthew, there's I forget how many nodes and connections that they are. I know it was given out there at the start of the net how many nodes and connections that they were out there. And if all the ducks aren't in a row, you know, you're going to have glitches and dropouts and loops and just all kinds of fun stuff with this digital platforms there, you know, and everything. We're not perfect. We're human. We all make mistakes, and so do machines. So, you know, I think a person, you know, I think updates play a big role in today's package, you know, with VoIP stuff, you know, with everything that's happening with amateur radio and things of that sort. So, all right, was there any more comments or questions before I look for some check-ins?
You want to check pi-hole, pi-hole.net, if pi-hole is all you want to run on that Raspberry Pi.
All right.
Thank you for that, and also K4CUP. Yeah. Imperfect, but it works. It's like a flying, it's like this flying piece of stuff that just works. VE3DAC, I'll be on the side here listening.
All right, thank you, Matthew. Okay, there was another comment there, I think. So was it CIN, Charlie India November? Am I correct?
VE.
Delta Yankee November. My comment was for Joe. I wonder if I got it. Yeah, Joe, you do not have to be a general to put up a repeater. I just wanted you to know that in case you do decide to go that route. Back to net control.
All right. Thank you, Angelo. And got you. Thanks for the comment there. And, Joe, if you hear that, your repeater system in there, so just a quick FYI. You can put your repeater system in there, Joe, if you want to. All right. Was there any other stations that's checked in so far have a question or comment before I go for check-ins?
Question, KF8FSQ.
KF8FSQ. Go ahead, Fred.
Yeah, on the last night I was on, I accidentally checked in using a rig that was attached to a dummy load. Do dummy loads actually radiate RF? Just curious. I'm wondering how that happens. Back to that. This is KF8FSQ.
Well, they can. So, you know, maybe a little. You know, those radio waves are invisible, Fred. All right. Can a person transmit using the dummy load? That's Fred's question. So, any takers on that one?
Hotel Fox Charlie. So, if the dummy load is the real dummy load, no, you will not transmit further than, you know, a hand a few feet away from it. If it's made bad, yeah, it will radiate depending on how much you put into it. But the rule of thumb is a dummy load is just a set of resistors that will consume the energy. That's all.
All righty. Fred, was that helpful? KF8FSQ from K4CUP.
Oh, yeah, it was helpful, and it makes sense. The rig was hooked up on the radio bench, and the radio bench also has the All-Star node on it. So, yeah, that's a few feet away. It makes sense to me. Thank you. That makes sense. Back to you, KF8FSQ.
All righty. Okay, thanks, Fred, and glad to have you join us there tonight. So we appreciate you coming with that question there and things. And my question would be to the group, how do you test the dummy load? You know, to know if it's good or bad. So that's my question. So any takers on that question? How do you test a dummy load and know that it's good or bad? KI7PKL, go ahead, Roy.
A couple thoughts on that. Going back in the day when I was a ham a very long time ago, two things. One, you know, people sometimes used to use a 100-watt light bulb as a dummy. I did that for a while. I probably shouldn't admit that, but it was like, you know, half a century ago, so. Right, the FCC. Anyway, I would actually tune my radio as a lot of people did back in the day when people didn't have all the proper stuff, just by watching the light get the brightest. But now I hear that people sometimes make contacts through 100-watt light bulbs, so that probably wasn't the best idea. The other half of that story is my friend who lived about a mile and a half away had a real, you know, proper oil and so forth, you know, the good dummy loads that I didn't have the money for back then. And I could hear him when he was on his dummy load. So, you know, yeah, like you say, how do you test a good dummy? I guess you have your friend a mile and a half away, see if he can hear your signal. Back to you, guys. Have a free KL.
Oh, my goodness, Roy. I've got one of those metal paint can dummy loads sitting out in the outside in storage out there. And, man, I've not used that can in years. It's been a long time. I know I used to just check, you know, for wattage and things of that sort, you know, if I had a radio open, so to see if everything was coordinated there. Roy, anything further? And Roy, you made me laugh when you said the comment when I was a ham many years ago. What are you now, Roy? KI7 PKL from K4CUP.
Well, I'm a ham again, but I'm a completely different ham. I used to operate tube gear. I was strictly HF, never, ever touched VHF. And now I have an HF station. I hardly ever get on HF these days. I'm on these HTs through my nose all the time. So, You know, it's like a different life. It's like these people in sci-fi stories that go forward in time a couple centuries, and they kind of have to learn how to live all over again. Back to you, KSM, Big L.
All righty, Roy. Thanks, you buddy. Good testimony and all that. So, yeah. Yeah, man, I miss the glory days, Roy. Man, not alive. I miss the glory days. All that DX and stuff back then, and, you know, you don't hear it no more and things. And I'll pull out a QSL card, album of QSL cards, you know, and I'll just start thinking, you know, just turning back time, man, and centuries ago. Yeah. I'm almost a quarter century ham, so I've almost got 25 years under my belt, and man, it's been a really fun hobby. I've learned, and I love sharing what I learned, because I think, you know, us older hams, Roy, are the foundation to this, just like CW is a mentor, you know, the mentor foundation and things of that sort. All right, I've rattled enough here, so not even got on my topic yet. But, hey, that's fun. We're having fun. I'm all for this, so let's keep it rolling. All right, so if you'd like to check in, have a question or comment, please let me know. If you are in and out, please let me know that also. So let me take a quick break, and we'll look for some check-ins.
WA check-in. A&B check-in. Hilo Delta 9, Zulu Golf Tango, Brian in Chicago Ridge, check-in.
Katie 8, JKK, Kilo Delta 8, Juliet Kilo Kilo, Frank in Willoughby Hills, Ohio.
WH6 A&B.
Cooktown, Illinois.
Well, hi there, Virgil. Kilo Yankee 4, November Bravo, KY4NB, Scott Memphis. I'm not sure if you were ready for check-ins or not, but I'll jump on the train here. KY4NB, back to net.
Kilo Charlie 9, November Whiskey X-Ray, Danville, Illinois.
Kilo Juliet 5, Romeo Foxtrot, Romeo, in and out.
Kilo Charlie 3, uniform Kilo, Kilo Charlie 3, uniform Kilo, Herb, West Mifflin, PA, in and out, no traffic.
All right, let me go
this is. Sir. This is November 5, Zulu, India, Quebec. It's N5ZIQ Moy, down here in Houston, Texas. I got something for you, Roy.
VE7FLZ0EJ. Rob in Montana, just listening for now.
Kilo 9, Golf Tango. Kilo 9, Golf Tango. Tim in Indiana.
AM 7, again. Jason and Sholo Arizona, just monitor.
All right, let me grab it right there real fast. There was a Kilo 7 station there. I didn't get all your call. The Kilo 7 station, could you come back with your call? I know you're in and out, but could you give your call again? Kilo Mike 7, Kilo Mike 7.
KM7, HJM.
All right. It's Kilo, Mike 7, Hotel Juliet Alpha. Is that correct?
The last will be in November.
Yeah, okay, November. Kilo Mike 7, Hotel Juliet, November.